From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
Good afternoon. I'm Stephanie Hoff, and our report for Monday, February 17th, is brought to you by Spectrum. The Senate plans to confirm DNR Secretary Preston Cole and Children and Family Secretary Emily Amundson when the chamber meets Wednesday. But first, a union leader says a higher minimum wage would help millions of working people. A think tank scholar counters that the free market should determine wages. Peter Rickman, president of the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Organization, and Angela Rashidi, a scholar for the American Enterprise Institute, appeared together Sunday on Upfront. Here's what they had to say.
We know from research that job loss results when the government intervenes in wage setting, and actually research organizations have identified that while some people might be raised out of poverty, a number of people actually are driven into poverty because they lose jobs because of minimum wage laws.
Millions and millions of working people would benefit from a raise in the minimum wage, whether they're at $7.25 an hour right now, or even making something like $15, $16, $17, $18 an hour. In our state, two-thirds of working people are paid less than $20 an hour. They've been waiting far too long for this market to deliver living wages. We need to boost the minimum to $15 as the start.
Upfront is produced in partnership with WISPolitics.com. Meanwhile, the Joint Finance Committee has a public hearing plan today on an almost $248 million GOP tax cut package. The package would increase the maximum deduction on income taxes, offer a property tax exemption for manufacturers, and pay down debt. The committee also plans to have an executive session on the proposal, as well as several bills introduced in recent weeks to help the ag industry. Finally, the Senate plans to confirm DNR Secretary Preston Cole and Children and Family Secretary Emily Amundson on Wednesday. The action will leave four cabinet secretaries who have yet to receive a floor vote. Don Krim at the Department of Safety and Professional Services, Sarah Meany at Tourism, Andrea Palm at Health Services, and Craig Thompson at Transportation. The Senate earlier rejected the appointment of Brad Paff, Ag Secretary, and Evers has yet to announce a replacement. For WIS Politics Midday, sponsored by Spectrum, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit WISPolitics.com.